Welcome to the show.
Tuesday, 6:08 a.m., in case you were wondering.
Yeah, yeah. It is day after my birthday.
So, you wish you were still sleeping, or?
Yes.
Because that means that your birthday isn't over yet.
Yeah.
If you're still sleeping.
It's over.
Pretty much.
When you get to be my age, Mitch.
No, it's your birthday week. Who are you?
Not really. You get a day?
Yeah, really? No, it's a week.
Actually, we're hanging out with friends on Friday.
And it's for your birthday?
Huh?
And it's for your birthday?
Yeah. Yeah.
So birthday week.
Yeah,
That's what I'm saying.
So, it was a good day.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
For, you know, yesterday. Got stuff.
What'd you get?
I got this t-shirt.
Hey. Huh? It's Madison Square Guard. Madison Square?
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
With a bunch of stormtroopers.
I like that guy in the middle.
Like a propaganda for joining the Empire t-shirt. I love it. Join!
It's pretty cool.
It's trying to get people drafted into the Empire.
I get it.
Yeah, it's great. I got a Scott Pilgrim t-shirt.
Cool. And that's a movie that I have not seen.
This is the greatest movie of all time.
Right, that's what you say.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take your word for it because I haven't seen it.
You wouldn't. I don't know that you'd be into it.
Okay.
It's really different.
Oh, okay.
So, it's really comic book / video game type film.
So, is it a cartoon type thing? No. No, it's real life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Edgar Wright directed it. It's a good film.
It told me absolutely nothing about the film.
He directed such films as Shaun of the Dead and...
I really enjoyed...
Hot Fuzz.
I maybe really enjoyed both of those movies.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. Possibly.
He's also directing the new Ant-Man announced at Comic-Con.
Oh, Ant-Man.
Thank you so much for pretending like you had any clue what I was talking about.
Yeah, of course. No.
It was really nice of you. Ant-Man, he's an Avenger. Hank Pym. And he can...
Is he
he's
in
like
the,
normal
this
size
movie?
And whoop! And then he can shrink himself down to like...
An ant?
Particle size. Yeah. And then he can also... Giant man. He could make himself huge.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That really is cool.
Yeah.
I saw that movie.
Scientist.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. That's what I saw.
No.
Not the same
nothing
movie?
Like that.
Okay.
Except he actually can ride on like ants.
He can ride on ants.
Because
like,
he's Ant-Man, you know.
But they can't possibly get him anywhere really fast.
No, that's true. Well, it depends on your perspective because when you're that small, ants are huge. They're like horses, and so they really can get you somewhere fast.
Faster than what if you were running on two legs?
Right.
Got it.
Because you're the size of an ant.
Right. Okay, cool.
It totally makes sense in the comic book.
Yeah.
It really does.
It doesn't sound crazy.
No.
I did spend my evening last night after I woke up from my crazy...
Food coma?
Yeah, my crazy nap.
Yeah.
Like, I went home yesterday and hit the bed. I was out.
Yeah, I got home and seriously was shaky. We had a pound of bacon for my birthday yesterday.
Here.
We had, Yo bought a dozen donuts for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
And then at the DJ meeting, you guys got me a dozen donuts in the form of a birthday cake.
Which was amazing.
Which was like all Boston cream, which are the best. But at the same time, I had like 7 pieces of bacon and 5 donuts yesterday.
Okay, when those other donuts showed up, it was okay. I just knew that there were more coming and that your stomach was going to hurt. But I kind of didn't care because it was your birthday and I was going to...
And that was it. It was like, well, it's my birthday. I'm just going to kind of indulge in some
7 of these.
Yeah, donuts. But seriously, I got home and I had like the shakes.
It's because the 0 grams trans fat that are in Dunkin' Donuts were flowing through your bloodstreams.
Yeah, I don't eat a whole lot of like sweets or like sugar.
And
so
yesterday was a record.
Dude.
That I've seen you eat.
Yeah. Yeah. So I seriously went home. I was like twitching and laid down.
Out.
Gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So after I went through the same
thing.
You
did the same exact thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was pretty difficult to wake up, actually.
Right.
Like, I was delirious because my husband woke me up and he was like, let's go to Hastings because you need to wake up. Or video store, not Hastings. Just a video store.
Just a video store.
Just a video store.
In general.
And so I'm walking around and I'm loopy.
Yeah.
Like I did things in there that I would never do if I was normal. If I was in a normal mindset. And I just was saying things. I was throwing things. I was a child in there.
Who are you?
Because I was not awake. I was in pajamas.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
I know. I don't understand what was going through my mind.
Needless to say, I think I just cut sugar out of my diet completely because I understand the effects of it.
Yeah, for the next few days,
yeah.
Gone.
Done.
And so after that, we went home and I watched Batman Begins and The Dark Knight.
Wow. To prepare?
To prepare.
My buddy Jesse lives in New York. He was at the premiere last night.
Oh, of course.
Of course.
Because you're in New York. Why wouldn't you go to the premiere?
Yeah. We went to high school together here at La Cueva. He just won his second Emmy for...
No big deal.
For Sesame Street.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. He puts together Sesame Street.
Yeah, so. That's not like a big deal to me or anything because we all accomplish that.
Yeah, totally.
All the time.
Totally. I'm totally not jealous or envious in any way, shape, or form of his life.
Yeah, I mean, I practically won an Emmy once. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And he probably doesn't get as many cool donuts at his work as we do.
I mean, his birthday parties probably suck.
Yeah, they're probably way lamer.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Elmo and all those guys don't show up for his birthday. No, I'm just kidding. Yesterday was amazing. So I'm ready for the week to keep going. We got a lot of really good music for New Music Tuesday today.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty rad.
So. And I'm excited for the listeners to hear it. So,
yeah.
To rip it up.
Yeah.
Rip it apart.
Well, yeah. We'll see what we've got. That's coming up later with Billiam. Of course, Pastor Scott Tom coming in. Their big purity conference coming up.
Yep.
So we'll talk more about that.
Yes. I believe it's this weekend.
Crossfellowship.org for details.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm at that. I'm part of it. I'm in it.
I know. So go ahead and visit that website to know all the details.
Yeah. Jonesetta for you now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Whoops. Good morning.
Just point out all the mistakes you make. It's cool.
Yeah, it's great. It's great, Mitch.
You forget that was a culture shock?
Yeah, 6:26 now. It is Tuesday morning.
Tuesday,
day after my birthday. So I'm not going to lie, I'm a little sleepy.
Yeah?
Yeah, you know. Had a great birthday.
Maybe someone can bring you a donut.
No, thank you. If I ever eat any more sugar, I think I'm done forever. I'm pretty sure yesterday... Yeah, made me never, ever, ever want to eat sugar ever again.
I accomplished what I wanted to accomplish.
That's good. Yeah. I don't even want coffee today. I just want, like, water. Because I feel so unhealthy.
That's weird.
After yesterday that I'm like, no.
You don't want to eat orange soda?
Maybe some Flintstones Kids vitamins.
Those aren't... Okay, I guess they're really good for you, but...
They taste good.
They taste great, right? But they're full
of probably... Those aren't good for you.
I feel like they'd be full of sugar.
Yeah, well... I mean, they're shaped like Barney and...
Which is why... Oh, well, they're not shaped like... Oh, I guess they...
Yeah, they're shaped like Fred and Barney.
Yeah.
And,
but I guess that's why I always wanted to have like 10 of them.
Yeah.
Why could I only have... Why would my mom do that to me?
Only let you have one or two?
One. No, just one.
Because it gives you like 1,000% of your... I don't know. I'm not a vitamins person, so actually I have no idea.
I feel like you should be after yesterday.
I really need to be. So, if you missed it, yesterday was my birthday, and because of that, Celeste and you decided...
Let's kill you.
Yeah. You super decorated my office room like Spider-Man, which was great.
Yeah.
The web's still up, right? Nobody took it down?
I don't know.
Okay. It's pretty much the coolest web in the universe, and it's huge.
I can see it.
I want to keep that up forever.
Okay.
That's a permanent decoration now. But then I also got... 12 donuts from Yo,
mm-hmm.
12 donuts as my birthday cake,
mm-hmm.
a pound of bacon.
Cooked.
Yeah. So I went into food coma at around noon.
You need a detox, but I think you'll think detoxing is gross.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just need to eat like fruits and vegetables and like nothing else.
I will say though, it was pretty much the coolest birthday ever.
Yeah?
Yeah, my wife got me this amazing 8-bit tie. So it looks like a Super Mario tie almost, or like what Zelda would wear if he were on a formal date, you know?
Yes.
Or sorry, Link would wear. See? Food coma.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I'm saying anymore.
Wow. Zelda, even I know that's the princess.
There you go. Good job, you.
It's about as cool as I get.
So I got that. I got a Han Solo frozen in carbonite iPhone case.
Mm-hmm. Saw that.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed that it wasn't 3D.
Oh.
Like, how funny would it be? Really difficult to put in your pocket.
Well, that was the thing. She got it, and she was like, you can return it if you want, because it's not, it doesn't actually pop out. I thought it was going to be 3D.
Oh, did but you buy it off of the internet?
Who would want that, though? Because then it'd be jammed in your pocket, or, like, his fingers would scratch you. You know what I mean?
You know what? I have a phone case that I don't like, so I paint it every so often,
mm-hmm.
and then I peel off the acrylic paint.
Yeah.
But I decided to put 3D objects on my phone at some point.
Yeah.
It was the worst idea I've ever had.
I know.
It was awful.
That's why I love that he's like fake 3D. Like, he's not really popping out, but he looks like he is.
He does.
So I like that. So, and then I got a big old gift card to the AZ.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know Arizona.
AZ.
Astros.
Astro. Got it.
So, yeah, it was pretty much the best birthday ever.
That's cool.
Hung out with JoJo. Mm-hmm. Joey Belleville. Got some cool t-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
Did he get that for you?
He got me this, and he got me a Scott Pilgrim t-shirt. Oh, it's very cool. So, can you remember, like, your favorite birthday? What was the best birthday you ever had?
I was 16, and this is dumb, but it was my first birthday party ever.
What?
Yeah. I was 16. And
your first birthday party ever was when you were 16?
Yeah, and my friends planned it. And so I loved Peter Pan, And so they made it, because I never had a birthday party, so they made it like a kid theme.
I'm still in shock with that.
Yeah.
I'm like, how did you not have a birthday party before the
age
of 16?
Thanks for bringing it up. Yeah, my parents didn't throw me one. Thanks.
Wow.
It's cool. No, it's, I didn't suffer every year. Everyone else got to have a birthday party, but I didn't.
Wow.
It's no big deal. It's cool.
Okay. Come February, maybe we need to throw a big old bash for you or something.
Or something.
Yeah.
But, so it was Peter Pan themed. And, one, reliving childhood. I've always loved Peter Pan.
Okay.
And it was an okay movie. Jason Isaacs was in it. He played Captain Hook. And he played Mr. Darling with the...
Oh, you mean Hook?
No. Oh. It was Peter Pan.
It was called Peter Pan?
It was called Peter Pan. It was 2000. When was I 16? Like 2004? Maybe 2005. I think it was 2004. Anyway.
That's how awesome it was.
And then afterwards,
uh-huh.
I think I can say this because it's not open. Roller King. I went to Roller King.
Oh, okay. That's pretty epic.
So that was
so
my
you
best.
You went roller skating with your friends.
Yes.
That was the best birthday ever.
Yes.
All right.
It was fun.
I like that.
That's it. That's all that happened.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio talking birthdays. And yesterday was pretty special. I was stoked. Had lots of fun at work, and then family time, and it was pretty outstanding. So, favorite birthday memory ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever.
So, yesterday was good for you.
It was. It was. I mean, when you get to be my age, you're just excited that...
You're alive?
You're here. You're still alive and kicking. Dude, I was joking right up until I started eating sugar, and my body was like, no, you don't do this anymore.
Your body almost gave out
on
you.
It seriously, like, started to shut down on me. Like, what is happening?
Your
I don't eat a lot
heavy.
Of sugar. I really don't at all. I'm not a sugar person.
And yesterday was pretty outstanding. Like,
yeah.
I think that was more sugar than I would have consumed. And I love sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I'd have to watch it. That was scary. I thought I was going to have to get some injections and inject you with something that would
healthy?
Balance that out.
Like carrots?
Carrots, just straight carrot. I think that has sugar in it too. Onions.
That doesn't have sugar in it?
Well, it doesn't
taste
like it.
Carrots have sugar?
Yeah, they're sugary. They taste sweet.
There's no sugar in carrots.
Oh my gosh.
I grow them out of the ground.
Okay, I don't know.
There's no sugar
you
in
grow
my
them
carrots.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
grow our own
where
carrots.
Does sugar come from?
Sticks.
The ground.
Cane. Sugar
yeah,
cane.
Yeah, sugar cane, the ground.
We don't grow sugar cane next to our carrots. There's no sugar in carrots.
Okay.
I have no idea.
Natural
sugar. This is why I'm so healthy.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you know.
Anyway.
Yeah. Wow. Paramore for you now. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Wake up! Wake up!
Mornings on Static Radio.
Gosh, I really wish you'd stop doing that.
Wish I'd stop doing what?
Screaming like that.
Get it?
This is, you're the estrogen.
I don't like you this morning.
I don't care.
It is 6:41 now. Welcome to Static Radio. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
We were talking about my birthday.
Yes.
And all of the disgusting food we ingested yesterday.
So good. Not. Yeah.
Lots. It's never going to catch on, Mitch. I'm never going to say not. I'm never, ever going to say it.
Never, ever?
More than the once that I said it yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
It's not going to catch on.
You just said not.
It isn't going to catch on.
Okay. Yeah, it will.
No.
I see it happening around the office. It's catching on.
Yeah.
Like wildfire. Catching fire.
Is that a book?
Hunger Games.
Ah. Okay. I was reading a story earlier about Hunger Games, but we don't have to talk about that right now.
Okay. So, no.
No. I want to talk about something else. Ingesting things. Yesterday we ate how many donuts?
At least six each.
Six each. Ugh. About a pound of bacon was eaten yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It was pretty nasty.
How are you feeling today?
I'm okay. My stomach is kind of crampy.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Still a little shaky.
It was the worst idea ever yesterday. But it was an adventure.
It was.
We decided, who cares? Throw caution to the wind. We're going to eat as many donuts as we want.
Did you feel like you were 12 again?
I did.
Good. Until later.
And later I felt like I was 12 because then I needed to take a nap. So, it was pretty awful. Anyways, all that to say, at least we didn't have any medical issues yesterday.
Yeah, I was real. Medical issues, fire issues,
yeah.
Anything like
yeah.
that. Medical
Dude.
Issues mostly.
I read this story. Oh man, breaking news.
Oh no.
This just in. Actually, it's not that cool. A man underwent emergency surgery after a steel bristle from his barbecue grill got into his steak and became lodged in his intestinal tract.
How does he... Wait, how does he eat the bristle without knowing it? Like, steak isn't something you can just swallow.
Yeah.
You have to chew it, you know?
Yeah.
So did he not chew that?
Well, no. It was, you know, your barbecue grill brush?
Right. Yeah.
They have like little bristles.
Yeah,
but they're metal.
Yeah, okay.
And so what I'm assuming happened is he was using an old brush,
mm-hmm.
cleaning off his grill before he decided to grill it up. Grills it up. Somehow one of those little bristles gets in a steak and it's kind of tiny so he doesn't notice it. He was taken to Tacoma General Hospital after antibiotics and medication didn't ease his crazy stomach pains. He said it was more like being stabbed in the gut. His case came despite a warning published to coincide with July 4th celebrations into the danger posed by barbecue grill brushes. I guess this isn't the first time in recent history that this has happened. Physicians at the hospital performed a CAT scan, and Dr. Norton performed emergency surgery on this
dude. Edward Norton?
Yeah, Ed Norton. No, Steve Norton. Removing a thin metal bristle from his intestinal tract.
Can you imagine that little bristle was making him hurt? Like
yeah,
that?
They're assuming that he hosted a barbecue at his house, and the steel bristle from the grill likely fell into his steak. He swallowed it without knowing. Apparently this is a big deal. The CDC says it knows of at least six people who have recently suffered similar injuries from brush bristles. They don't blame a particular brand or type of brush, but they say it's a huge public safety issue. Quote, I'm now going to think every time that I go out and barbecue my steaks. Yeah, dude. The bristle, if it's not caught immediately, could lead to internal intestinal leakage, resulting in death.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
You know.
No big deal.
So
it makes you wonder what is everything else that you're eating or ingesting without knowing it. Like something is like something like a bristle. I feel like I'd catch that. Maybe
a steak
not
bristle.
A steak. Well, a grill bristle lodged into my steak.
Would that be
and then
a
into
gristle?
My gristle?
Grill?
A grill.
Okay.
Okay.
It's early. That was terrible.
That was awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I decided just now to look up 13 things that we ingest.
Do we really want to know this?
Yeah, we do.
Do we really?
It's for our own good. 13 things we ingest without knowing it.
Okay.
And these aren't even like abnormal things like grill bristles.
Right. This is things that we ingest on a regular basis.
Without knowing it. Oh, no. Man,
I feel like this call is going to save us.
Right.
Static.
Yo, shalom.
Hello.
Shalom.
Oh, I mean, talking about stuff going into your body, imagine the stuff that we've eaten at a park or out and about or even in the house, which I hope not too many times, but that a fly lands and just throws up on it.
Oh, that's funny, because that brings me to the first thing.
Yeah, she has...
That's what they do. They throw up.
Yeah.
And then I actually had one on my hand, and I look at it super close, and you can actually see the little thing coming out.
Ugh.
I mean, next time a fly is on you, just take a little time and check it out.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But just imagine it lands on your food. Even when you swat it away, it's already landed in. So that's
pretty
nasty.
Thank you for the reenactment.
Yeah, dude. Oh, things that we ingest. Pretty nasty.
All right, guys. Love you guys.
I love you too, bro. All right, man.
So things. Thank you. Pool boy from Cruces.
Yeah, pool boy from Cruces.
For that, because that brings me right to my first one, bug poo. Oh. Things that we ingest without knowing it, bug poo. it's you know, like he said, they land on your food and immediately the fly throws up.
Yeah.
But everything else, they really, number two, on your food. And also it says, it's the nifty stuff in wood finishers that gives your furniture shine is also in your food.
What?
Cool. That's cool. It's mostly used on shiny candy. Oh, no, I ate so much shiny candy yesterday. It can also be found in some chocolate and jelly beans. It's listed as labels as confectioner's glaze or resinous glaze.
Okay.
Glaze. But yeah, so bug poo is one of them, and then also furniture polish.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, aluminum foil hairspray, mascara, and lipstick.
No, those are all... That's where you find bug poop.
Oh, just kidding. Never mind. Number two.
You're the worst journalist I've ever seen.
I really
seen.
Am. Bone char.
What is that?
That's exactly what it sounds like. So, like, in sugar, whenever they harvest it, they have to... During the process, they will get cows that died of natural causes.
Okay.
Bleach their bones and then char it to kind of filter through the sugar.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
And then there's bone char in your sugar. So that's cool. Lots of bone char. Think twice about eating sugar ever again.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we had a lot of bone char.
Awesome.
Yeah. In our donuts. Ground up bugs. This is, you know, one of those things.
That bugs, I can take. That I knew about.
That's
in,
okay.
Like, tomatoes. They're in, like, tomatoes. And so in, like, ketchup.
Why are they in tomatoes? Okay.
So, like, farmers with tomatoes. Yeah. See, now it's coming back to you. Because I knew about this one. Tomatoes. Worms, right? Or
no,
bugs get inside.
Uh-huh.
And so then they ship them all off to, like, Heinz or whoever makes ketchup, and then they just grind it all up, and it's like, so they're allowed a certain percentage of bugs, basically. And so...
Well, what if they go over that percentage? How do we know that they're going over that percentage?
We don't.
That's so scary.
So, yeah, anytime you're rocking ketchup, bugs ground up.
Mmm, so good.
It gives it that tangy flavor.
Oh, come on. I thought that was the vinegar.
Nope.
Okay,
that's
now.
That's bugs.
Cool.
The vinegar is to kill all the diseases in the bugs that you're eating, like roaches, stuff, ground up.
Oh, my gosh. I'm never eating ketchup
what?
Again.
What?
Cockroaches?
Yeah.
Roaches?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You're gross.
Come on.
That's. I blame you completely
for
that
allowed. They're allowed a certain percentage.
No.
Next time you're rocking some yummy mustard and or ketchup or...
A little leg floats out of the bottle. Gross. Yeah. For viruses...
Okay.
I don't know how... I didn't pre-read this. I don't know. Apparently spraying... When they spray on the foods before they serve it to you...
Yeah, like lunch meats?
Yeah. Potentially microbe-infested lunch meat with six different viruses.
Oh,
they
sweet.
They do that so the two can battle it out while people eat it at the correct solution. That's cool.
Oh.
They just spray that directly on your food and then you ingest it.
So you're ingesting a virus to... counteract and kill the other virus that's on your bologna.
But that doesn't make... Okay, cool.
Sweet.
That doesn't sound good. I'd rather just...
I don't
just,
know that I'm ever going to eat again. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you so much.
Fertilizer is another one.
Sweet!
Yeah, so that's, you know...
Hey, we have an all-organic garden at our home, so...
Yeah,
I don't eat that.
None of that.
Oh, cool. Stuff. Number six. You should read that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, cool. Beavers. Just beavers.
Beaver glands. Why? How would... Oh, raspberry-flavored candies, vanilla-flavored ice creams, usually found in that. Beaver glands.
Cool.
That's good.
Not just any gland, but we'll just keep it that. Glands. Yeah.
Beaver
Oh. I'm never eat Ill. Raspberry candy ever
never
again.
Eating or vanilla flavored ice cream.
Oh no, I forgot about that.
Yeah. So sweet.
We'll say this. It's usually labeled as castoreum.
Oh, yeah. Or natural flavor.
Oh, so you wouldn't even know if it's labeled natural flavor. You're just assuming that it's a natural flavor. Because it is.
It's all natural.
It's all natural.
Because it comes from beavers. Butt glands.
Cool.
So that's awesome.
Seven is not nearly as bad now. Human hair. It happens.
It happens all the time.
It happens, like, even at my house and in restaurants. When I find a hair, are you one of those people, when you find a hair, you're like, I can't eat the meal?
Oh, no. I'll pull the hair out and be like, word, and then just finish the meal.
The only time...
I freak everybody out when I do that.
The only time I've ever not been able to finish my meal was when we ordered a burger, and I'm not joking, 2 foot long hair in my burger. Pulled.
That just means somebody has longer hair.
2 feet long, I was done.
Really?
Because it was covered in
that's not that
bug infested ketchup.
That's just hair.
And no, it was
hair.
Cooked into my burger. It was.
Which means it probably killed all the stuff. Except, you know, when your hair gets like singed, like the heat, you know,
yeah.
Like that smell, that probably roasted into your burger.
See, so. I couldn't eat it. I didn't eat it.
Yeah.
And that place has been ruined for me forever.
Sweet.
Can't go there. Coal tar?
Oh.
What is that?
Coal.
Oh, tar. Okay. And then
there's tar
gross.
From the coal.
It's found in many red candies and sodas. It's also derived from the UN, United Nations. Dangerous goods, number 199, coal tar.
Oh,
cool. Sweet.
Cool.
Next is wood pulp.
You're trying to get people to go on like crazy diets now.
Yeah, or just stop eating. That's the crazy diet I'm going for. Just don't eat. Wood pulp, I don't even know. It's labeled on pretty much any prepackaged food as cellulose. Ew. It's used as filler, stabilizer. Okay, so it's like when they say, oh, this is made out of cardboard.
Yeah.
It's wood pulp.
They want to boost fiber content, basically.
That's disgusting. Okay, I'll just go eat some bark off a tree.
Bottled milkshakes.
Mm.
It helps improve textures in milkshakes. Yeah. I'm so glad I don't drink any of that crap. Because it's all like super muscle mass, like, hey, you're trying to build, you need more fiber. Here's going to build some muscle mass.
Here's some wood.
Static.
Good morning. It's Mark Wiggins.
Wiggins!
I want to know how you get a job, who they hire, what kind of job this thing you put out to say, we're going to give you just enough stuff that it doesn't kill you to make sure that it's safe for the rest of us.
Right. Right.
Because what if they go over one day? What if there's too much wood chips?
Right.
And somebody's all sick, you know, or too much of other worse stuff, actually.
Yeah.
Only 7 cockroach eggs are allowed per serving instead of 8.
Take that milk off the counter. It's going to kill you. There's overdosage of wood chips in your
milk.
And
then imagine the stories that come from this group of people that do this job.
Yeah.
It's got to be incredible.
That's disgusting.
What grosses them out?
Yeah, dude. It's pretty epic.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm so glad we're going through this. Because
educating the masses.
I'm not hungry anymore.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was.
You guys have about 10 seconds left because I got to change it. Otherwise, I'm never going to eat anything.
I'm almost done. Next one, sheep secretions.
All right. You too, man.
Thanks.
All right. Later. Did you just say sheep secretions?
Yep. Also known as lanolin.
Lanolin. Okay.
Oils inside of sheep's wool are added to bubble gum. Listed as
gum
base.
Okay.
Can be found in skin moisturizers, conditioners, soaps, and shampoos.
Which you don't eat, so that's okay with me too.
You don't eat your conditioner?
No, I do not. Sorry.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Silicone dioxide, better known as sand. it's made as a great anti-caking agent in their chili.
Wendy's chili. Wendy's chili.
So good.
Silicone dioxide.
Also in vinegar, mustard, pudding, American cheese, and condensed milk.
Okay, cool.
Mm.
Sand.
Sand.
I like that.
It's Lots of iron.
Dirt don't hurt. So I'm okay with it.
Okay, cool.
God made dirt. Dirt don't hurt.
Oh my gosh,
I mean, it's okay to eat it.
Cool.
Eat it up.
Titanium dioxide. Usually found in paint, sunscreen, makeup, and all skim milk. Gross. Mmm. Cool.
I've always wondered, because skim milk has that strange bluish color.
Okay. And it was actually only fed to pigs, so if your skim milk isn't blue, it contains titanium dioxide.
Wow.
Okay, and then last, calf stomach.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just going to go ahead and leave that one there. Many cheeses are made with...
Rennet?
Rennet, which is the fourth stomach of a calf.
Yum, dude.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to eat cheese. Wait, why are they doing that? Cheese you just turn the milk until it turns into cheese, right?
All of these seem like reasons that they do it for like either texture or preserving something or, yeah. That's cool.
Ah, it's so cool.
That's great. And if it were bad for us, they wouldn't put it in,
of course,
in cheese for human consumption.
If it was bad for us, they wouldn't do that.
There it is.
Not people who are trying to make more money.
What's the craziest thing you ever ate, like knowingly? Do you have any stories of like...
Only, like, I had escargot.
That's not crazy. That's like snails, right?
Yeah.
That's not crazy.
Yeah, okay. Have you seen those things?
Yeah, I've had escargot. It's pretty good.
I really liked it.
Yeah.
It's
delicious.
Not that, like, offhand.
Have you ever had brain? I've had cow brain. My mom fed it to me accidentally.
No.
Not accidentally. Wait. She fed it to me on purpose, but she lied to me and my brother and sister and said it was eggs, because it looks like eggs when you, like, fry
it
up. It's yellowish, like a whitish yellow, but it kind of looks like eggs. It's got kind of a similar
smell.
Why did
she do that to you?
Just so that we would try new things.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
No, so, I've never had...
Cow brain. Yep.
Okay.
Or tongue.
Have you ever
had cow tongue?
Mm-mm, that seems too weird. Nope. No. Gross. So I call it
the bubble gum of the cow world. So
the bubble, because it's chewy?
Yeah, I chew it regularly.
Did you?
Just chew it.
Yeah. Instead of gum?
I don't really.
Cow tongue?
It's disgusting. I've never had that.
Okay.
Yeah. But, I have had cow brain, though. I really have.
What is that?
Eggish. It tastes like eggs, kind of.
Because they're so dumb.
If you don't think
dumb,
about the fact that you're
eating
a brain.
Because cows are dumb.
Oh,
get it?
Speaking of brains, we have pretty much the awesomest, not awesomest story of all time coming up. Has to do with a dad.
Yeah.
And his children.
Cool. With brains.
And
apparently.
Brains. So, yeah, we have to talk about that and more about my mom's just amazing
cow brain special
breakfast edition. Yeah, we'll talk about
Mondays
that.
Mondays at the Jeter's house.
Yeah.
Cow brain.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was delicious. I thank her for it every time.
Yeah.
Except not at all. So, coming right back with that. Also, some Sputnik for you. Maybe we'll move on from the disgusting food stories. You can always change the topic at facebook.com/mystaticradio or 505-338-3700. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
There is construction work, San Antonio and Wyoming, as there has been for a very long time. Double left lane closure, Wyoming at Paseo, and road construction, right lane closed on Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. It's 338-3669, the phone number. That's 338-3669. Call them up. They're open.
They are.
I'm excited.
You need to get like a green tea or something.
Why would I?
Because you need
a green
to
tea?
Detox.
Ah, that's a detox.
I think I want a green tea.
Is that really detox your body?
Yeah, there's a lot of antioxidants.
Ooh. I feel like Ian would know these things about like what would be good and healthy and better for you.
Let's just ask him.
Yeah. Yesterday we had.
What if it's Ian that doesn't answer?
Kenny's on his porch.
Hey, Kenny.
Hi, Kenny.
Hello, hello.
Hey, what do you know about detoxing your body from, like, junk?
Very little. I know red tea is good for that junk.
Red tea?
Yeah, man.
Is it the hibiscus stuff?
Nah, it's rooibos, South African herb.
Okay. I'll have some of that.
Yesterday we had, like, a pound of bacon and 2 dozen donuts for breakfast and lunch.
Very nice.
And then I went home and I ate 2 pieces of orange chicken and crashed.
You had orange chicken?
Uh-huh.
Beef and broccoli.
Yeah.
You guys go hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do. And now we need to detox because we feel like our bodies are hating us. And yeah, they're going to shut down.
Shutting down into a coma.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, like I said, I mean, the red tea junk has, like, a bunch of antioxidants. It's good for your metabolism, all kinds of other hippie type things. So.
Cool. I guess I'll try that then, because I believe you.
You want to just do some iced tea or some hot tea?
Iced, definitely.
Right on.
Same here.
Okay. Cool.
There it is.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, you bet. Bye.
All right, bye. I love how we immediately believed everything he said. Because it was like, oh, that sounds smart.
Totally.
Oh, you said Africa? Oh, it's totally good then.
I believe it. They're all healthy over there.
4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. That's Solomon's Porch for you.
I have a feeling you're going to regret everything that just happened.
Why?
Because you're going to complain. You're like, I don't like this. Well, this tastes like plastic.
But we have to detox.
Because you have the dumbest taste buds in all of the world.
Wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
I know. You. I taste aluminum foil. I can't eat this. Like, aluminum foil? It's wrapped in aluminum foil. How do you taste that?
Because you can taste it when it's been wrapped for so long and sitting there. Or if somebody wraps something in, like, saran wrap and it just sits there forever, the little plasticky smell taste takes over and that's all I can taste.
Yeah, so you can eat cow brains, but you can't eat something that was wrapped in aluminum foil or plastic wrap.
As long as it's prepared well, yes.
That's disgusting.
I'm just saying.
As long as it's prepared well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My mom actually mixed in real eggs with it because it looks like eggs. So
disgusting. I wouldn't have wanted that even more. I don't like eggs.
So good.
Ugh.
That's right, you don't. Okay, check this out. You would, I don't know how you would handle this then. This doesn't have anything to do with eating brains, but a Navy medical examiner found out the hard way the level of respect required when transporting organs of deceased service members. Dr. Mark Shelley was tasked with transporting the brain of a service member from a naval hospital in Camp Lejeune.
Of course, that place, yeah.
Of course, North Carolina. To Portsmouth Naval Medical Center in December, but before the brain reached its destination, apparently, Shelley took it home.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Took it to his house in Virginia Beach. He removed it from the specimen jar.
He held it in like
held it and allowed his children to handle the brain while his wife took pictures.
Oh my gosh, and then posted it to Facebook, I'm sure.
According to Virginia Board of Medicine records. Yeah, the next day Shelley took the brain to the medical center for a neuropathological examination to complete an autopsy. But apparently he was in a lot of trouble. Because you can't do that.
You can't take human parts home?
Yeah, no, you absolutely cannot. So, obviously, got into a lot of trouble. Next time you do something stupid, let me just tell all stupid people something
okay,
real quick.
Hold on, make sure. Okay. Examine yourself right now.
Are you ready?
Are you stupid?
Ready for this? Okay. If you are a complete moron, take note. When doing something absolutely ignorant and stupid, don't take pictures and post them on Facebook.
He did, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
Oh, my goodness.
It's just that reminder of all things done in the dark will be brought to the light. Pretty sure there's scripture that says that. Your sin will find you out. And, of course, I shouldn't say that because he didn't think it was, you know.
He didn't think it was wrong.
He just wanted to show
look
his kids.
Look at this brain.
Check this out, kids. I'm rocking a brain.
Of someone who was in the service.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, someone in the military.
Like, in maybe if you, like, gave your body up to be a cadaver or something.
Yeah.
That would make a little bit more sense.
Yeah.
But this guy.
Yeah. Took
that's
a brain
so
home. Yeah. Yeah. Took a brain home.
Mm, cool. So, that's awesome.
Got in a lot of trouble.
I want to see the pictures. Lots just kidding. Just kidding.
Dude. Well, like, how do you take a photo with a brain? You're like, oh, holding it, pointing at it. Oh. Just holding it in front of your forehead.
Yeah.
Really? That's all you got? Like, how would you? Oh, yeah. Check me
like a
out.
Football?
Got a brain. Oh, there you go. The Heisman. I would do the Heisman pose with the brain. There it is. That's a little better. Okay.
Okay, so the question, if you had a brain in your hand, what pictures?
What pose would you rock? Wow.
Am I really going to post that?
Sure.
Okay.
That's the question you asked.
We need to go detox.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Oh, where do we go wrong? I say donut number 7.
Yeah.
Yeah. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Brand new music from Future Forestry. A song called Chariots right here on Static Radio. Good morning. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
Hello.
Oh, it's Tuesday. Which means New Music Tuesday. We're about half an hour away. We have the brand new single from POD.
We do.
Got that in yesterday. Mm-hmm. Also, a new band I guess we should probably check out at some point.
We haven't listened.
No, we haven't. And I know Billiam's got a ton of stuff. So
yeah.
It's going to be jam-packed this morning for New Music Tuesday that goes down at 8 o'clock. But
right now, more important things are happening, okay? We don't want to talk about New Music Tuesday because I'm not ready to move on. One, this brain looks like a chicken.
Yeah. A Navy doctor in a lot of trouble for bringing home a service member's brain. He took it home to show his kids. They took photos with it, of course, because that's what you do when you have a brain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, that's what you do when you don't have a brain.
But you have a brain.
But you have a brain to display. Yeah.
And so we asked the question.
The ever-important question. If you had a brain...
To display, and you could take a picture with it. What pose would you strike?
Yeah, what pose would you rock?
I was thinking like football, like I was throwing it like a football.
Oh, yeah.
Or I could hold it over my head where my brain would be if I had one.
Right.
And I was taking home service members' brains.
I still like the Heisman. I would do the Heisman pose. It's a good one.
So we asked on Facebook, facebook.com/myaesthetic radio or 338-3700. Andrew says zombie pose.
Of course.
Brains.
Yeah.
And Malia kind of goes, and she says zombie pose as well, but she says, I have held a brain before, and too bad I didn't get to take a picture, but I totally pretended to be a zombie that was allergic to formaldehyde. That's awesome. And genius.
So random. When you said this, I thought there was no way anybody was going to care or say anything, and people are actually commenting on this.
Yes. Nate says, this is a terrible story, but for the sake of conversation, let's say I had Osama's brain. I think tossing it up for some batting practice might be in order. His brains can't be bigger than a baseball.
Wow.
Right? Well, I don't know. He did live for a long time.
In a cave.
In a cave. Right. A lot of time to learn. A lot of time to read.
How did you pick this topic?
I don't know.
Hey, so if you had a brain to take a picture with, what kind of picture would you want to take with a brain?
338-3700.
Or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Yeah, it's tough. I have boys, and I know that I probably would want to show them.
Yeah.
Because I get excited for stuff.
Which is why this dad did that.
So the dad probably was just thinking, man, how many times are my kids going to get to, like, see a brain?
Yeah.
So he took it home. They took photos with it, let his kids handle said brain. I think that's where it got a little, like, maybe if he kept it in the jar and just let him see it, that's one thing, right?
No, because this is a service, somebody in the service, members.
But he was still transporting it. People were going to see it in the jar, right? I mean, I don't know how do you transport brains?
I feel like glass jars would not be the best option.
Haven't you seen like every Frankenstein movie ever?
Yeah.
They're always in glass jars.
He's not transporting it.
Yes, he is.
Oh, I didn't know.
Into a body.
Well, okay.
To reanimate him.
Okay.
Gosh.
One, he's transporting it into a body, not to some house and then somewhere else to...
Yeah, that's true.
So...
I have no idea. Static!
Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning,
hello.
David. Hey, this is dated, but if you all remember, they used to have this commercial showing this egg and saying, this is your brain. They dropped it in a fry pan.
Yeah.
And the guy would say, any questions? And because you guys love food so much, the guy replies, yeah, where's the bacon? Just because you guys enjoyed so much bacon yesterday with your brains, I mean with your birthday.
Yeah, dude, we had a pound of bacon yesterday. It was
tasty.
A little much. We're actually trying to detox right now with this hibiscus tea. No, what is it?
It's African rooibos.
African rooibos?
With vanilla leaves.
There you go.
And it's proving very difficult.
I'll give you another antioxidant thing. Try chocolate ice cream with frozen blueberries.
Oh, that sounds way tastier than this.
But
that's
also
for sure.
Full of sugar.
Yeah, but dude, this is bad. I don't know, man. I don't know how I can do it.
You've already drank more than I have.
I'm trying to just suck it down.
I put sugar. I put directly.
All right, David, thanks for the call, man.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. Oh, man. Yeah, so yesterday we made the mistake of partying like we were 12-year-olds. Maybe 7-year-olds.
Maybe 7-year-olds without parental guidance.
I'm pretty sure I'm in my 30s now and should have appropriately partied.
Yeah.
But we decided to eat a pound of bacon. We also had a dozen donuts for breakfast and a dozen donuts
for lunch. And, I knew that things had gone wrong yesterday when I almost set the building on fire. Like, that's when I knew I had gone too far.
And you guys still didn't even get enough candles on the donuts.
I was so afraid that, because literally the wax was melting all over the donuts. Yeah. I was afraid the cardboard was going to start on fire because I put candles in the donuts and lit it while it was in the box.
Yeah.
Because I had to transport donuts somehow.
Yeah.
It was awful. And I was pretty sure we were going to get, I thought I was going to lose my job yesterday.
No, it was pretty good.
As shower heads.
That was a little scary because we're sitting in the conference room. No windows. Rocking a DJ meeting. And you guys come in with these donuts with 31 candles lit. And the second I blew them out, all the smoke starts like wafting up towards the sprinkler system directly above our head.
Yeah.
I seriously thought it was going to go off, dude.
My first impulse, and I've never done this because I usually handle stress really well in those scary situations.
You freaked.
I ran. I ran out to the door and I was like, I can't run away from this. And I went back.
Dude, I seriously thought the sprinkler system was going to go off yesterday. That was a lot of fire.
Yeah. The moment I did not have a brain.
Yeah.
That was yesterday. Yeah.
Speaking of brains, we're talking about a Navy doctor who's in a lot of trouble for bringing a service member's brain home to show his kids. He just, was being a cool dad. But he's, in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, he's not doing well.
We posted the story on Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio, if you'd like to chime in. I wish I had a more adult question for you, but the question Mitch wanted to ask is, if you had the chance to take a picture holding a brain, what pose would you strike?
I'm still suffering from yesterday.
Okay.
And I was thinking another great pose would be like, you're handing the brain to the scarecrow from Wizard of Oz.
Ah, that's a good one.
Like you're welcome.
Yeah, but what does the scarecrow do? Huh?
Ah, or, like, hey, thank you, or he's dancing, sort of.
Really?
Well, because
that's all you got.
It's all he could do.
That'd be a great Halloween costume. You could go as the scarecrow holding the brain.
Hey.
Huh?
And it'd be bloody and gross.
Gross, dude. Brains aren't bloody. Well, who are you?
What? Scarecrow. I watched Batman last night. I'm a little messed up.
Oh, the Scarecrow from
No,
the
I know.
Wizard of
no,
Oz.
No, I know. That's what I'm talking about, too. But I'm also split because the Scarecrow from last night, the movie,
yeah,
not so nice.
Ah. Yeah, you saw Batman Begins.
Well, again, yes.
You're prepping for this Friday.
I am ready.
Are you going to the midnight showing?
No, I was actually invited. I have the text to prove it.
Okay.
And they said, hey, you and your husband want to go see the midnight showing? I said, I'll die.
Yeah.
No, and then I'll get fired as well.
This is true. This is true.
Because I would not make it.
Because, around here we fire people for going to midnight movies.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't make it in the morning. I wouldn't show up for work.
Truth.
So I just rather not chance that.
So if you had the chance to strike a pose holding a brain, what pick would you take?
Story is on Facebook as well.
There you go. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Got some Amberlin for you now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to MyStaticRadio.com.
There's the usual construction on San Antonio and Wyoming, as well as double left lane closures somewhere. It's somewhere over there. Wyoming Paseo, as well as road construction right lane closed. Lomas between San Pedro and Louisiana. And median work, the normal median work, just in case you decide to drive in the median that day. Today is not the day central between Eubank and Elizabeth. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Right here on the Calvary campus, phone number 505-338-3669.
And there's other stuff happening. What are you doing?
Okay. No, I was just grabbing my hibiscus. No, what is this called?
It's not hibiscus. It's African rooibos tea.
Rooibos.
There are vanilla leaves in there, too, which is the sweet that you're tasting.
Okay.
But it's a little bit different than what you're usually used to tasting, which is fake sugar and So what you're tasting is all natural, and you are detoxing your body, and it's good for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I straight up put sugar in mine. I didn't care.
Why does it have to always be so bad when you're detoxing or whatever?
For lunch, you need to have a salad. Like, that's what you need to do. Like, a salad with vegetables.
Gosh, this is the worst. And then I have to go to
Urban
Outfitters.
And, like, feta cheese. Feta cheese. Mm.
And listen to the Black Keys for the rest of the day.
Okay, you wouldn't mind that.
Actually, I love the Black Keys. They're one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, stop being so hipster.
Yeah, yeah. I'm just saying, that's what it feels like.
Whatever.
Because I'm not used to being healthy, so I blame it on, like, hipster people, even though is it I guess it's not really healthy. Like,
let's just say that hipsters have brains.
Are they?
They're smart. They have brains. And
speaking of brains,
they eat healthy because they have brains, and that's funny because that's what we're talking about.
Oh, this is what you're talking about.
I'm really excited. Okay, so there's a man who brought home brains for his family to see of a person who was in the service.
Well, he's a Navy doctor, and he was tasked with transporting the brain of a service member from a naval hospital to a naval medical center.
So the brain had a 16-hour layover at his house.
Right. And he decided...
Transporting layover.
Yeah, he wanted to... Got it. No, that was good. I gotcha.
I just wanted to point out all my cool little things that I'm saying today. I'm feeling cool today.
Nice. So, basically, he takes it home to the kids. Hey, kids, look, a brain. Wow! This is the best day ever! And then they take pictures with it, and they put them on Facebook, and they hang out, and it's the happiest family in the world. And then, he didn't get fired, but he's in a lot of trouble.
He's in deep water.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
next time you do something stupid, don't take photos and post them on Facebook. But if you were going to...
If you had a brain and to hold, to put on display, because you have to have a brain to live.
Right. Got it.
So on display, what pose would you strike while taking a picture with this brain?
Okay.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio or 338-3700. And Rick says, the thinker.
Ooh.
Get it?
Yeah. No, I got it.
Oh, that wasn't cool.
No, that was hilarious.
Right. That's what I thought. Rick, good job.
He's the worship leader at our church.
Oh.
He's an awesome dude.
Well, see?
Yeah.
Okay. Phoebe says, I pull my arm up in my sleeve and hold the brain where my hand is supposed to be. And he said, psh, you should see the other guy.
Wow.
Lowell says, punting it like a football.
Yeah.
It gets in the way of the Holy Spirit and the heart. This is great.
You are loving this. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you would like to help keep Mitch amused, please post your pose. Unbelievable. I can't believe you're actually getting responses.
Yeah, and you said...
I'm a hater. I didn't think you were. I didn't think people
but
would
immediately
care.
You had a pose. So oh, who are you?
The Heisman. The Heisman so would be hilarious. Be amazing. Or I'd get two pieces of bread and dress up like a zombie sandwich, right?
Yeah.
Like put it, but then...
What would you have to put it, like two hands? Like what would you...
I don't
hands
know.
Hands holding... Your hands holding a brain, that's a zombie sandwich.
Zombie sandwich?
Yeah.
Well, why couldn't you just put bread? Zombies can eat bread. Bread's healthy.
Yeah, but they don't prefer that.
They don't prefer bread?
Zombies aren't healthy. Have you seen them? They eat humans.
Oh, this is true. Also, their limbs are falling off, and they walk very slowly. So you're right; they are not
only
the healthiest.
Only some of them walk slowly.
Some of them you can see like ribs, so they really do need to eat a sandwich.
Yeah, I saw a zombie once that was like half decapitated, like from the waist down, pulling, dragging itself because they're hungry, so hungry.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I'm not going to lie. I'm really excited for 8 o'clock. Because that means New Music Tuesday and no more of this.
If Billiam shows up.
Billiam's going to be here. We got some good stuff in the mail. Micah Talks, our dear friend, sent us more new records.
Yes.
He's a producer. And he's been putting stuff together. And
Micah Talks is brilliant. I don't think people appreciate him as much as they should.
Yeah, maybe we should just link his Facebook page and say go like Micah because he's amazing.
Yes.
So Kevin Daly, member of Civil Twilight now actually, and Micah produced this record. So we got that. We got brand new POD single that was sent to us yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of stuff going on in the 8 o'clock hour. Static.
Drop.
dress up like the wizard and hand it to a scarecrow.
There See? We go. The there wizard.
It there it is.
Okay. Gotta have the scarecrow.
Yep. Right on, man.
That's awesome.
Later, Gator.
Later.
Gator.
505-338-3700, the phone number. A Navy doctor in trouble for bringing a service member's brain home to show his kids. They then took photos of it, of course, and posted them on Facebook. So he's in a lot of trouble.
Let's
You're
see.
You're loving this.
Yes, of course I am. Katrina says, I would hold the brain while I T-bowed. Yes. Yes, thank you. Crystal says, this is totally wrong, but for the sake of conversation, I would find an epic cliff face and rise it up Lion King style.
We have the best listeners in the world.
That would be so awesome.
Yeah, I like that one because you can see them all. Like, I can
Circle
absolutely
Circle of life. I don't watch Lion King too often.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. If you had a brain that you could pose with, what pose would you want to do? Unbelievable that we're getting so many comments on this.
Pretty amazing.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there, like us, comment on that. We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we've got some send the beggar. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
We also have some Civil Twilight, and we'll get to New Music Tuesday at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. A lot of great stuff, including something produced by a member of Civil Twilight.
So good.
That's kind of exciting.
Okay.
We'll get to that right after this. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hello.
8:04 now on your Tuesday, which means it is time for New Music Tuesday. We do it every week.
It is time. Oh. It's my Lion King reference.
I like that. Welcoming to the show, Billiam, our music director.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hi. How's it going?
You know.
I just have one question for you.
For me?
Yes.
Okay.
If you
Shoot.
Had the moment in time to hold a brain, mm-hmm. what pose would you strike if you got to take a picture with it?
I'd probably put it up next to my face and just like hold it in both hands like a
baby?
No, like a shot put or something.
I like that one too.
That's good.
We've been getting a lot of comments this morning, and I'm not going to lie, I'm a little shocked. With this Navy doctor in trouble recently for bringing home a service member's brain to show his kids. He was charged with transporting it from one hospital to another. But before he did that, he took it home, let his kids play with it, basically.
I know.
And take photos of with it. And so Mitch read this story, and instead of being like, that's awful, I can't believe someone would do that, thought, what pose would you strike? If you had the opportunity to take a photo with the brain.
And
so.
I have so many cool ideas now.
Yeah.
Like Brian said, he would sneeze. He would pretend he was sneezing and like flying through the tissue. So get your ideas in. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Tim says, I'd do the LeBron James, the pregame chalk thing, but instead of a cloud of chalk, it'd be a cloud of gray matter.
Oh, man. That is awful. I love Jonathan Anderson's. That one is amazing.
I'd hang it from the ceiling with the fishing line and pose like Link when he finds a piece of heart.
Dude, could I?
That's so awesome.
Could I put like a crazy straw in the middle of it or something and just like spruce it up? I don't want to drink it. I just want it to
and
look
throw a,
cool.
Throw a peace sign.
Yeah.
While you're pretending, almost drinking it.
This is
and a little umbrella.
Yeah, Lisa says, I would put an umbrella. I like that. Nice touch. Lisa says, I would put the brain in my hands and act like I was vomiting it out. Disgusting.
Oh, man.
I know, but a great picture, she says. Be disgusting, oh. But whatever.
Hey, great pictures are worth traumatic experiences.
Yeah.
I guess so, apparently. That is hilarious. Oh, man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get there if you'd like to chime in on the brain picture pose.
Blah.
I'll keep you updated with people's ideas throughout New Music Tuesday.
There you go. Yeah. So we got a lot of new music this morning, and one of my favorite hours of the week because this is the time where we get to premiere brand new music, and you get to vote on whether or not it should stay. you know, do we keep playing them or do we bury them? So
basically,
you got a lot. Got
I do.
Lot.
I don't know. I've got some better than others. Probably.
I have one for you too, but yeah. I want to save that one for last.
Okay. All right.
I have to. I feel like. What do you think, Mitch? Should we save that one
last?
Yeah. Okay.
It better be good. Better be good.
It's all right.
It's terrible. You know, it's, I hate it.
Because if I don't have anything good, then you're going to have to save it somehow.
Okay.
With the
This is true.
The end.
I can't claim it. It's just from Kevin and Micah Talks. they produced it, put it together.
No big deal. No one knows who those guys are. Well, of course, I guess the biggest news again is POD for the second time around because they're switching singles.
Yeah. They got a new single.
Mm-hmm. They're switching like the Higher was their single, right?
That's the new one.
Yeah,
the last one was the Lost in Forever.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Which we played for a while now.
Because I'm lost in forever.
That was really good.
And this one, Can You Take Me Higher?
Can you take me higher?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I have that somewhere.
It's
thankfully.
What are they called? Creed?
Creed. Yeah.
Ooh.
This sounds a little different than Creed. So
that's good.
Is this where we're starting? No.
I don't care.
Okay.
We can start. Let's start. Let's do the new KJ52.
Okay.
Just because that's always so much fun.
Worst best? I'm just kidding.
Worst best. KJ, he's.
I love KJ.
I like him
as a
person. Yes.
You're so nice.
He has a new song called Face Melt. It's pretty extreme.
It's going to melt your face off, and then you can take a picture of your brain.
If you've got like a lifted Ford Bronco and you really just want to like bump it right now.
Here it is. And this is your time to shine, people. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Do we keep them or not? Dig it or bury it? And you need to let us know now. Brand new KJ52. Song's called Face Melt. Static Radio. KJ52, song called Face Melt. Static Radio. So the question is, did that melt your
it kind of
face off?
Put me in the mood for a grilled cheese.
Or did it put you in the mood to listen to FF5?
Bill says, KJ is a great guy, but time to move into the 2000s.
Thank you, Bill.
Thank you, Bill. Oh, Josh. I don't. Do you want to look at that?
Really?
He says, sounds like Sunny. Love it.
No.
No. Kayla says, dig. TJ says, I could listen from time to time.
Right.
But, like, that's like a. If it's playing.
It's kind of a. I feel like KJ's turning into a nostalgic artist where it's like once in a while, oh, yeah, I remember that. That white rapper guy.
Yeah. So, yeah. I got nothing.
Yeah, that's really it.
KJ52 right there. Face melt.
So,
he's the nicest dude in the universe.
He is. He's interesting.
Yeah.
But a sweetheart.
So, moving on. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Thieves. Negatory.
Nelvin says, like, more like ear melt. Of course.
His comments are great.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Mars Hill has a their own
label
now.
Yeah.
And I was perusing that yesterday. Found some interesting band names like Kenosis.
Oh, okay.
Citizens.
Both, I didn't realize this was one of them too.
Both right. From the Mars Hill label.
Okay.
So I don't know what they're trying to do. It's interesting because most of the bands, it's just like, oh, here's worship music with a banjo, so progressive.
Right.
But then there's a few that I thought could be worth our while.
Okay.
So,
I like this. Yeah, they got their own record label, and I was talking to our dear friend Asher Barrett about it because he's actually got a band that's going to be doing that.
Yeah.
And basically, it's their worship bands. That really is what it is. Different worship teams, different worship artists. One of them being Dustin Kensru from Thrice. John Dunn, who plays bass for Demon Hunter, actually heads that whole thing up. And so Toby Morrell from Emory. Obviously out here, Donovan, Dono, part of it. And so, yeah.
It's a huge collective of
really
good artists.
So, okay, cool. So this one is called Kenosis.
Or is it called, is it the band?
That's the band.
Kenosis, yeah.
Kenosis.
Obi-Wan Kenosis.
Obi-Wan Kenosis.
Yes. Song's called All My Tears. It's New Music Tuesday. Tell us what you think. Dig it or bury it. Static Radio. The band is Kenosis. Song called All My Tears. What does kenosis mean?
It means self-emptying.
Ah, I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you, okay.
Yeah. Self-emptying from the rib.
If you would like to see the interpretive dance description of these songs, check out the webcam.
Webcam at mystaticradio.com. You know what we need to do real quick? I know we're in the midst of New Music Tuesday.
Construction work, San Antonio, Wyoming, as well as double left lane closure, Wyoming, Paseo, and right lane closed, Lomas, between San Pedro and Louisiana, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by New Music Tuesday.
Ah. See what you did there, because it's Music Tuesday now.
What we're doing right now, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's facebook.com/mystaticradio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. And help us pick the music that we add. Kenosis was the band we just heard. A song called All My Tears off the new Mars Hill label.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you think? Let us know.
Lot of digs.
Yeah?
Josh says good, repetitive though.
Okay.
So TJ says, if there was an emoticon that captured the essence of furrowed brow, wrinkled nose, and Napoleon Dynamite open breathing, I would put that. In other words, no thank you.
All right. Okay.
And yeah, but everyone else says dig good stuff, dig.
So cool. Right on. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Are we gonna keep it going with the Mars Hill vibe and
let's spruce it up a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's do the new POD.
The
new single.
I like this. Murdered Love came out last Tuesday and talked a lot about it. In fact, we had Sunny on the show last Tuesday because kind of a big deal. In fact, we got copies of the record to give away, and I Am, the song that is kind of turning heads and freaking people out, is not included on the versions that we got to give away.
It clicks now, because when I was emailing Razor and Ty about getting some of these albums giveaway, and then I got a response like, it was just a forward, you know, hey, send 10 of these to the Christian. Send them to the Christian station. So I didn't even think about it. But apparently that means they have to censor us or censor themselves for us.
So that's interesting.
Because we can't handle that, apparently.
Can we just point out that he didn't say the F word?
It's just censored. Like a...
He said cuff. Let's just point that out. I heard it myself.
It's true story.
It's edited.
We had Sunny on the show last Tuesday. If you missed that interview, go to mystaticradio.com and check it out. But brand new single from POD. The song is called Higher. I promise it's going to be way better than that one from Creed. But let us know what you think. Do you dig it? Do you bury it? And you can tell us by joining us on Facebook. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Latest from POD, song called Higher. Brand new music from POD right there. Song called Higher. That went off their brand new CD, Murdered Love, which came out this last Tuesday. Interviewed Sunny, and if you missed that, you can catch it at our website, mystaticradio.com. And what'd you guys think of that?
Bill says, no, too cookie cutter.
Too cookie cutter. Wow. Mm. All right.
Nate says, I want to pile the dirt from the hole I'm digging higher. Love the CD.
Wait, so that's good?
Yeah. So it's good because he's digging it.
And the song's called Higher.
He's digging
Higher.
I was like, oh, so no? Oh, no, yes. Okay, cool.
Digging. See,
sometimes
this is
they're
confusing.
Too clever. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's New Music Tuesday. Let us know what you think about all the new music and the latest from POD right there.
Ooh, TJ says, I know I'm in the minority, but I just don't like POD. Youth of the Nation was all right. Just doesn't appeal to his taste buds.
Huh.
Okay, TJ. Noted.
Phoebe says, meh, a bit lackluster.
See, Murdered Love, man.
That kind of set the tone, didn't it?
It's not the single, but for some reason, it's the single.
They made a music video.
Yeah, it's their new music video. It's the one that they play on MTV when MTV actually plays music mm-hmm. twice a week.
I think that's kind of weird because that song, I like how it starts, but then when it gets to the chorus, it's just kind of like...
Being that we're
all
higher,
soft.
We should just add Murdered Love. I'm just saying.
Honestly, I don't remember the rest of this song that we just played because I tuned out.
Yeah.
If you want to fight Sunny with me...
Maybe.
Are we not allowed to play Murdered Love?
Well, we can do whatever we want.
You have the... Got it.
Here's what will happen. We'll add Murdered Love, and then 2 months from now,
they're gonna
call us and be like, why are you already playing this? This is the next single.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Yeah.
When it's brand new records like that.
You're like, we did what was best for this station.
Yeah.
So...
Basically.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. POD is kind of 50-50 right now.
Yeah, Giovanna says, sounds good to me. Cole says, love it.
Cool. So. All right. Well, there you go. And we're going to keep it going. What do you got next?
Ba-da-da-da-da-da. You like punk rock?
Yeah.
Let's do some Goodnight Wednesday.
Okay.
You mean Taking Back Thursday.
Isn't it Taking Back Sunday?
Thursday? Oh, and then there's Thursday.
Yeah.
Taking Back Sunday. And then there's Thursday.
I like Taking Back Thursday. That's hilarious. See, you didn't even mean to do that, and that's amazing.
Yeah, I thought you meant to do that.
So it's Goodnight Wednesday on New Music Tuesday with Thursday and Taking Back Sunday. We just need a Monday band.
And a Friday.
Friday, Saturday, Night Fever.
Friday Night Lights.
Friday Night Lights or Friday I'm in Love by
The Cure.
The Cure.
Oh.
Manic Monday.
Manic.
There it is. We got our week taken care of.
Saturday.
Perfect.
Now.
Yeah.
So is it Wednesday or Thursday?
It's Goodnight Wait, what?
New Music Tuesday.
It's New Music Tuesday.
They just released this song today, minutes ago. Well,
okay.
Midnight.
Moments ago.
Many minutes ago.
8 hours and 20
minutes. Many minutes ago. Let me tell you a tale.
So it's New Music Tuesday with Goodnight Wednesday. Song's called New World Order, and we want to know what you think. Dig it or bury it. Get to Facebook, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Where'd you find these guys?
These guys, I've known about them for a while. We play one of their older tracks,
actually,
and they're one of those indie vision music bands, just put stuff out, let it go for free, because they're cool.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that.
I like guys like that,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so you ready?
I think so.
All right.
I haven't actually listened to the whole thing.
Oh, sweet.
Awesome.
Well, now we can.
Yes.
Goodnight Wednesday. It's New Music Tuesday. Let us know what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Welcome to the New World Odor.
That's what I thought it said, too.
Goodnight Wednesday. Right here on Static Radio. It is New Music Tuesday, playing brand new singles for you, and you get to help us pick.
Yeah.
I think the New World Odor's starting from this room.
Is it me?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, Mitch, smell like all that bacon you ate yesterday.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it.
Giovanna says, holy AFI, Batman. I love me some punk rock. Thank you. It's a keeper. I agree.
Nicely done.
That's
Jeff
great.
Says, meh. But hey, remove world from the name and you got yourself a band.
There you go. New Order.
New Order. Ah.
Yeah, see what he did there?
I see that.
I like
it.
That.
I get it.
It's funny because Jeff was part of a punk rock band.
Ah.
So.
Oh, was that Jeff White?
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff White.
Good dude.
He is.
Yeah.
That was not the right one. Oh, it is. I'm so confused.
Barry and Burn, says Josh.
On the fence.
Bill's on the fence.
Yeah, we can use another 3-chord band. Actually, this is very good. That's what Thebe says.
All right.
A Little Bit says, gonna have to bury that one. Sounds a bit much like something I've already heard. Sounding generic, she says.
Okay.
Nelvin says, sounds like these guys can pull off a face-melting metal bit better than their punk.
Huh.
Okay.
Hey, what?
Yeah. I like Jonathan. It's like new AFI got into a DeLorean and jammed with their old self.
Yeah.
That's so great.
The DeLorean.
Both people who have commented and mentioned AFI, that doesn't, that's like,
it's not surprising.
Helps the cause of playing, actually, because that
misery. Davey Havoc.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I saw them once. It was great.
Dude, did you see him at the Sunshine?
No. It was a long time ago. At Warp Tour. Before okay. I was even like an AFI fan. I yeah. just wandered by like, who's that squeaky guy over there? And then...
Me and Johnny B had to happen to catch that show, Sunshine, for the Sing the Sorrow Tour.
Oh. Yeah. It's a good album.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, moving on. Moving on.
Hey, we haven't done a local band in a while. On New Music Tuesday.
All right.
Have you ever heard of a band called Cloud Lantern?
Cloud Lantern. No,
they're kind of like they're kind of like the reigning hip band of Albuquerque right now.
Really? Because I've never heard of them.
Well, it's because you're not hip.
I'm not hip.
No,
I'm not cool.
You're not so hip.
You got to hang out at like dirty college house shows and stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, basements. Not Urban Outfitters. Who are you?
That's what I thought. That's where I thought all
that's
the cool
too
bands
expensive.
Hang out. That's where all the cool bands hang out at.
It's too expensive.
That's where the parents go to buy their kids cool stuff?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So it's not really cool?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I'd let my parents go there and get my friends.
Because you're not buying it.
Exactly. I can't afford it.
So we got a local jam now.
Yeah. They're a unique band.
Okay.
One might use the term surf rock.
Surf rock.
To describe them.
All right.
Yeah.
I think I'm down with that.
The song's called Pushkin Around.
Pushkin Around. It is New Music Tuesday. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Help us decide. Dig it or bury it. It's brand new local stuff. If you're a local artist, you'd like to get your local music in to us, check out all the details at MyStaticRadio.com right now. Cloud Lantern. They did that, and we're going to play it.
Yes.
Here we go. Dig it or bury it. Static Radio. Song called Pushkin Around. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Let us know what you think. It's New Music Tuesday. And man, if you're a local artist and you'd like to get your music played just like that, get to our website, MyStaticRadio.com. You can upload tracks. They go straight to Billium.
Mm-hmm. All you need is an MP3.
That's right.
Or an AAIF.
Dude.
Or anything under 15 megabytes.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
I loved it.
Super but chill.
I have weird taste in music, so I had to let everyone else... Yeah. Check it out.
Well, I liked it. So if that counts for anything.
Thebe says pencil bending music. Dig it.
Yep.
That's good. I like that.
Sounds good. Christopher says, sounds like he's almost crying. Bury it. I don't like it when grown men cry in songs. That's what he said.
Huh. The Cure's on a great band. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I immediately thought of, yeah. I'm like, Chris Isaac always sounds like he's going to cry.
But they really...
He may be right. Is he trying to swallow the mic? I like TJ's.
Did he even say one coherent word, or was that 20 seconds of mumble and 3 minutes of music?
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, Josh says, love the instrumental, but nothing else. I didn't hear a lot of vocals, so.
Yeah.
It was there.
It was there.
I think the vocals were more of just like another instrument.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really made to be on top of everything.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It was kind of inside the music anyway.
There you go.
I get weirded out when people hear music like, where's the vocals? Oh my gosh, I can't handle it.
Right.
Like, well,
you're really, like, you were in an instrumental band, I was going to say. Are you still part of an instrumental band? No, there's words.
There's some words.
Some.
It's mostly instrumental. It's like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where like...
Yeah.
The vocals.
And no, this is not your band.
No. No, it's not.
Jeremiah says, dig it. Brings a calm feeling. Locals are the best. Caleb says, I enjoyed that.
Yeah, dude.
And then Thebe says, not everyone can be Avalon, TJ.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. It is New Music Tuesday. We have three more tracks for you still.
Yeah.
Wow.
We've got time.
It's pretty awesome. Of course.
Well, do you want to go back to the Mars Hill label, or we can go with a Culture Shock that would kind of bring it in for an...
Yeah, dude. Let's do that.
Okay.
I haven't heard it yet.
You haven't?
No, I haven't.
You, I expected you to,
I know,
like, be familiar with his band.
With Seosin? Yeah, yeah, I know. Everyone expects me to be familiar with Seosin. And I actually haven't. Johnny B has tried to get me to listen to Seosin for years. And for some reason, I just, yeah. That's maybe it was the Beatle on the record. I was like, pass. I'm just kidding.
See, I always thought, I never really listened to him either, because I was like, oh, that sounds like way too metal or something for me. And then I listened to this song, and they didn't scream at all.
Right.
Whoops.
This was actually sent in to us, wasn't it?
It was a listener suggestion.
Yeah, and if you would like to suggest a culture shock, you can do so at Facebook, facebook.com/mystaticradio. We listen to when you guys say, hey, this would be a great culture shock. And a lot of the times we'll end up playing it. So we got this one on suggestion for culture shock. It's still new music, and it's New Music Tuesday, so tell us what you think about it. Seosin, song called You're Not Alone. Yeah?
Yeah.
There it is. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Dig it or bury it. It's Steve-O, Mitch, Billiam. New Music Tuesday?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Static Radio.
This is Culture Shock. This is Culture Shock. For more, log on to mystaticradio.com.
Wow. Wow. You just admitted that. Oh, hey, we're back.
Oh, hey.
Steve-O and Mitch. In the morning.
Hey.
Joining us, Billiam.
Hey.
It is New Music Tuesday, and getting your thoughts, comments, suggestions. That one, a culture shock from Seosin New Music, and that was actually a suggestion from a listener. So, What do you guys think?
Everyone loves it. Love the song. Keep. Dig. Mm-hmm. This is awesome. Dig it. Love it. Reminds me of 30 Seconds to Mars. Suggestion. That's a suggestion for New Music Tuesday. Amberlynn, pray tell.
Ooh, pray tell.
Nelvin says, I second Will's comment. I thought it'd be brutal with what Mitch calls throwing up, constant yelling, but he digs it.
Yeah.
I do call it throwing up. And TJ says, me gusta.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a good stuff there.
Me gust.
Me gust.
Yeah.
That's,
I don't know what that means for New Music Tuesday. Oh, right. The wind. It just blew him away.
Yeah.
The wind.
Okay. There you go. Yep. So we got two more for you. One more from you, right?
Yes.
And then I got one. It's like the secret one.
The secret.
It's been built up so long, it's not going to be that great to you. You know, I'm going to be sad.
It's terrible.
Don't
I don't
tell
know
me
why.
That.
It's awful.
No,
it's
if it's half as good as your shirt right now, then I'll be thoroughly
Then
enjoyed.
Don't expect much.
I don't know, man. This is pretty much the coolest shirt in the world.
I do love Stormtroopers.
Yeah, me too.
And that one's throwing a peace sign.
Yes, that's because he wants you to join the, you know.
Join
the Empire.
Yeah.
Sign up today.
They probably got great health insurance.
Yeah. I don't know, though, dude, because think about it. How many millions of troopers were lost in that one battle where, you know, the Death Star blows up? And the second time around, it wasn't even finished. So there's construction workers, there's plumbers, there was still everyone working on the Death Star. So, I mean, a lot of lives were lost.
Well, while they're working on an unfinished open space station, they probably have to sign some kind of waiver. It's like,
this is true.
There's
this
a chance you're going to get sucked out through like a space hole or something.
Yeah, yeah.
I've never checked out of a conversation so fast in my life.
Forget it, Mitch.
What can I talk about that's interesting?
Checking in.
New Music Tuesday. We can talk about that. Mars Hill, we mentioned earlier. Kenosis. Dude, what a great band that was.
Yeah, it's part of their new label.
Yeah.
Where it's basically just a Mars Hill internal thing. It's not. They're not doing it for like national promotions. It's just all these bands are playing, are the worship leaders, basically.
Yeah.
For their different services. Which I think is cool.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So they started putting music down and have their own label now, and you went through and found a few artists that were pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. This one was actually a suggestion. Good. I got a call from Buck over at The
Really?
Edge, who said, dude, you need to play this band. They're incredible. Their new single, In Tenderness, is amazing. I'm like, oh, okay. So this was actually suggested from The Edge.
Ooh, we can't play it then.
Yeah. So, the band is called Citizens. Song In Tenderness. Let us know what you think. Do you dig it? Do you want to bury it? Get your thoughts in now.
Do you want to slow dance with it?
.com.
Please don't slow dance
to the song. / Mystatic Radio.
of God. Grace that brought me to the fold of God.
Citizens in Tenderness right here on Static. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
I have bad news.
What?
No one thinks anything about it.
Is one dude.
He liked it.
Jeremiah likes it.
Can I hold you in tenderness?
Yes, you can.
Is this tender?
Yeah, that is, I think
or
so.
Or do I need to squeeze harder?
See, it reminds me of...
Less.
Isn't there a song called In Tenderness by, like, Three Dog Night? No, that's called Tenderness, maybe.
I think it's just tenderness.
Yeah. Tim says dig it.
So that's good.
And that's what we got. That's pretty much what we got.
So if you want Tim to be the next... decider of all music, then don't comment
anymore. I'll tell you
what,
I think I like the Kenosis better.
I did too.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
The Kenosis was just more...
unique?
Yeah, kind of a little bit more edgy, I guess.
Yeah.
I like its production.
Yeah. Our first call for New Music Tuesday.
Wow.
Static.
Well, I'm barely awake, so I don't know if that's any consolation. But I thought it was pretty.
Yeah?
Pretty song. Yeah, I'd like to hear it again.
All right, sweet.
Cool.
Thanks for the call.
No problem.
All right. You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Oh, I think we have another one.
Let us know what you think.
I think we have another one.
I wish people would call and say, I'm pretty, instead of just the songs.
That's messed up. We do have a webcam.
Yeah, we do.
Thebe says, I like it, but keep your hands to yourself, Will.
What did I do? Oh, yeah. I grabbed Steve-O.
Yeah. I like Jeremiah's slow dance to the first part of the song, then for some reason started jumping in my room trying to sing along. I dig it.
Oh, it's amazing. It's funny when that can happen.
Yeah. Absolutely incredible.
That's when your mom walks in and you're like, what are you doing? Nothing.
Nothing. What?
So it's kind of like...
Go away.
It's kind of like that song by Lifehouse called Everything. It's like... and it's like, you're everything!
Oh, that's right, huh?
You're like,
and it cuts
happened?
Into that crazy, like,
what happened?
What just happened? Why is he so mad all of a sudden? He was totally cool a minute ago. So that's New Music Tuesday for you. We got one more track.
Yes.
This one actually came in the mail. I got it this morning in my mailbox. The band is called Harrison Hudson.
That's not a name.
Harrison Hudson.
That's the band name. Yeah, that's not a name of the dude.
Oh, so confusing.
But this was produced by Kevin Daly from, well, it used to be Anchor and Braille,
mm-hmm.
now part of Civil Twilight, and Micah Talks. They put this one together, and he sent it to me and said, dude, this song, these would all be great for your station. And we listened to them all, and I'm like, actually, I like this one best. So
because you got to stir the pot.
Yeah. I don't even remember what it's called. It's called At the Start. There you go. So this one really is for Billiam and for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, so New Music Tuesday.
Yeah. I get to be on the other end of this.
Yeah. Harrison Hudson is the name of the band. And At the Start, the song. And you can let us know what you think about it at facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to play it for you here. Some Harrison Hudson. You're trying to find it or what?
Yeah.
I can't find it.
Okay,
cool. Song's called At the Start. Check it out. What do you think? Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dude. And that's the way we end it.
That was amazing.
Didn't it make you happy?
It did.
To be alive.
It made me think about the Beatles.
Dude, for real.
The chorus was so...
melodic.
I can't wait for you to listen to this whole record. Our dear friend, Micah Talks, sent this one in to us. He actually just produced this with Kevin Daly, former member of Anchor and Braille, now currently with Civil Twilight. But they do a lot of work together with, records.
Yeah.
And so this is just one of the bands they put together. Harrison Hudson. And I thought a fitting way to end New Music Tuesday.
Very.
I'm excited.
That was great.
That was all around talent. That's what that was.
There you go. What do we got on Facebook?
Thebe says, absolutely rotation material.
Yeah.
Jonathan says, reminds me of Pinkerton era Weezer.
Dig.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jessica says, I love it. It's a keeper. Katrina, the Beatles. Reminds me of the Beatles.
Like the bugs?
Well, that's what she said.
Okay.
But I'm going to have to assume she meant the band.
The band.
Yeah, what's spelled B-E-A-T?
What's your spelling, Katrina?
Because they're so mean.
What?
Brandon says, mm-hmm, I dig.
Nice.
Mm, like the Reliant K. Oh, it says, mm, just kidding. Like totally Campbell's, like Campbell's soup.
Adon or Adon.
Aladdin.
Or Aiden.
Or Aiden.
Says, totally digging. TG says, I don't know why, but I pictured Darla and Alfalfa duetting.
What?
The Little Rascals.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Are you real?
Are you real?
I guess I am.
L is... No,
Stop it.
I could repeat the whole movie for you.
You are so...
You guys kill me. And that's it for New Music Tuesday.
All right.
Thanks to everybody who chimed in on the conversation this morning. The digs, the berries, and everything in between. And we do it every single Tuesday. And now... You have a lot of music to go put together or add or whatever you do.
Mm-hmm.
And a great record to listen to.
I'll go get my data entry on.
Yeah, there Woo! You go. And coming right back, we've got Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. That's on the way next, as well as a culture shock from the Black Keys to get you there. It's Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Morning.
Hey.
9:08 now. Welcome to the show.
Tuesday.
That was a good New Music Tuesday.
Yeah.
If you miss out on that, I'm sorry for you.
You know,
some great bands today.
William said that it wasn't going to be that great of a New Music Tuesday, and so my expectations have been blown away.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Feel good about it.
Joining us in studio right now from Cross Christian Fellowship, Pastor Scott Tom, welcome.
Amen. Thanks for having me in.
Yes, of course. Now, before we talk about what we're inevitably going to talk about today, I want to mention real quick this Saturday, Purity Conference.
Purity Conference. And we haven't talked about this much, but if girls want to come and ask you questions...
Yeah.
You're going to be there because this is for girls 13 years old and up, but we're going to have a panel of three guys there. You're going to be one of them. And this is at the end of that where they ask, what's the guy's perspective on purity, on what you think about a girl or what your standards would be or how guys think or that sort of thing. So that's going to be a real neat part of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's this Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be 4 to 8 o'clock. It's only $10, but hey, if you can't afford that, we've got a number of spots paid. Just email us and we'll get you plugged in. You can go to crossfellowship.org for more information.
There you go. It's under events and it's called The Divine Romance, right?
The Divine Romance.
There you go. All the details, crossfellowship.org for that. And yeah, I'm excited this Saturday.
It's going to be good. Conference. I won't be there.
I've never been a part of something like this where it's specifically for females and I'm going to be getting grilled
Are you afraid
by
of
the opposite sex.
Are you afraid of answering these questions?
Maybe. I mean, I'm really, really honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm kind of blunt. And so, partially nervous. So, 13's the youngest, you said, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, I will be cool. It'll be cool. So, yeah. Yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be good. They have dinner. They're going to have, a question and answer panel with you guys there.
Yeah.
Then they're going to have, like, a time of connecting and fellowshipping. Because this is time for connecting and meeting other Christian girls so that you can build relationships with as well.
Yeah.
And the folks will be on the relationship with the Lord, not trying to scare people out of,
right.
You know.
I grew up with that mentality in the church. And so I am very... I don't want to say anti, but anti, because it doesn't make any sense, because it almost scares you away from, I don't know.
Yeah, so it isn't just scare tactics.
No.
It's really cool.
I'm not going to wear a do-rag and be like, when I was in prison!
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Not going to happen. However, that'd be kind of funny. It'd be kind of funny. Prison Mike.
Prison Mike.
Yes, absolutely.
Get a visit from Prison Mike.
Speaking of, though, we're talking, it is a purity conference, 13 and up. I'm only going to be there for the dude part, and then I'm
right.
running away because I know that, it is for females. The questions, I don't know what I'm going to be asked yet fully, and so the questions could get a little crazy, but I will be tactful as well in that. I was reading a story, actually, and as a parent, we held on to this for a couple days because I'm like, no. I wanted to talk about this with Pastor Scott Tom.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. A school has sparked a fury this last week by teaching children as young as 11 years old highly offensive swear words. I guess what happened is pupils were handed out worksheets asking them to grade whether they thought bad language, including the F word, words that I obviously cannot say, was appropriate or not. So they listed out all of these curse words and let the kids know, these are all curse words. Do you think they are acceptable to say? Obviously, parents were angry. In fact, Angry Dad Lawrence Sparks said he was disgusted when his 12-year-old daughter brought the paper home. The 52-year-old added, "It's teaching kids bad language to me. When they have sex education lessons, they ask the parents whether or not they want the children involved, and this should be no different. We know kids might swear in the playground, but this is almost encouraging them." Basically, like I said, this paper asked questions like this one. Is it appropriate to tell your friends to blank off? Starts with the F word.
Oh,
and this was handed out in public school to these kids. I guess the Campaign for Courtesy group banded the paper appalling. The school's head was unavailable for comment. The spokesman denied complaints. Saying this was part of our social responsibility to educate students to understand what kind of language is appropriate and what context it's used. So they showed these kids all of these curse words and then gave them examples of how it can be used and asked if this was appropriate or inappropriate. Lauren, she's an 11-year-old. Her stepmother, Karen, 43, said, she said the kids were going mad in class, shouting the words on the paper. And so obviously some angry parents out there right now. So I'm thinking not the best tactic to teach your kids about cursing.
No.
What do you, I mean?
You know.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, is murder wrong? Let's discuss it.
Right.
And so we'll all just get together and maybe try it and
right.
see. And then everybody judge, you know.
We're going to show you Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah.
And you guys tell us at the end of the movie
yeah.
if the actions of Hannibal Lecter were wrong.
Well, here's the thing. I did not take this worksheet. I didn't fill it out when I was little.
Uh-huh.
And I found out what all the bad words were.
Right.
Anyway.
Right.
So
you're going to learn.
Yeah.
My son, my younger son, when he was, I think, 4 or 5 years old, he was in the car driving, and my wife and I obviously...
He was driving?
My wife was driving. I was not in the car.
Look, this is a backtrack.
So I missed it. I was kind of bummed. My 4-year-old in the back seat and dropped his juice cup. And the S-bomb came out of his mouth. And my wife didn't know what to do because it was like,
how did he
that
get a little-
just oh happened. And he's 4 years old. And he goes to a private Christian school. You know? And so, I think it was 5, actually. But so, obviously, we had to talk to him and say, hey, where did you learn that? Oh, they say that on the playground. Let me tell you what that word means. That's inappropriate. We don't use language like that. He felt really bad, obviously cried a bunch, and it was like, no, you didn't know. But now you do understand.
Right.
And so you're not in trouble because you didn't know. However, if you use that word again with the understanding that it's wrong,
right.
you know, gonna get a spanking. And so he obviously has not used that word again. But yeah, 4 or 5. I can't remember if it was 4 or 5. But yeah,
they would say on the opposite side, I think playing devil's advocate, they would say, well, unless we start discussing these words and
right.
introduce it, then
they
would never know.
So
they
don't know.
Yeah. And so that's why we're making this a discussion. And, you know, you don't have to identify evil in the sense of let's sit around and discuss it. Here, this is the problem because there's this ambiguity of right and wrong.
Yeah.
And so in some instances, hey, maybe it's not wrong. Maybe we can begin to introduce this into certain things. And this is something that in certain areas, like in literature and other things, this is very appropriate. And so you get this quasi, you know, confused what's right and wrong state. Mm-hmm. But when Scripture doesn't debate right and wrong. Scripture calls certain things evil because we have a moral lawgiver. Everybody knows that certain things are right and wrong. And when we cross that line, we know we're convicted. We then have to begin to harden our heart.
Right.
And whether people believe it or not, there is a moral lawgiver that supersedes everything, and we all know it and we all appeal to it. Let me give you an example. If somebody cuts in front of you in the line or something like that, and you're like, hey, what are you doing? Well, I'm getting my food or whatever. And you go, that's wrong. You can't cut in front of me. Well, who says so? Well, everybody knows that. You see, when it comes down to how do you know that's right or wrong, people appeal to everybody knows that,
right.
Which means basically what you're appealing to is a higher source. In other words, everybody knows there's a standard that of right and wrong that you shouldn't cross,
right.
Because we all have this law written in our hearts. And the thing is if you reject that, then you come to these stupid exercises where you're teaching the kids the very thing you're telling them they shouldn't do.
Right.
And,
right.
And, you know, I'm looking for a wall to bang my head on right now.
Right. Yeah. What were you going to say, Mitch?
So do you think that that was what the teachers thought? Like that was their board?
Hey, we just show them every word, so
yeah.
Now they'll have an understanding of what not to say.
Yeah, because very obviously, looking on the outside, we're like, they're idiots. Why would they do something like that? It's so very obviously wrong.
Right.
Why would they do that? But maybe that was their point of view.
That could be. I know that I've dealt with this in other schools and in colleges where they actually make kids... young kids sit down and hold hands with the opposite sex and say cuss words and body parts and other things, and then say them loudly at one another so that you're not prudish, so that you
what?
Open yourself up to these things so you can properly communicate and discuss these things.
Man.
So, you know, they say, and we want you to use not just the proper terms for body parts, we want to use even the slang and the
wow.
And so the kids had to hold hands, you know, and so you had to have boy, girl, girl, boy, and then they had to say these things to one another, and they think that's you know, making people mature, and all that's doing from the enemy is tearing down the innocence and that natural humility and naivete that is actually really nice to have.
Yeah.
If you can have it in this day and age. But why introduce it? Why force it?
Yeah, it's no just, kidding.
It's dumb.
505-338-3700, the phone number, if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. Talking about a school that has sparked outrage recently with children as young as 11 years old handing out worksheets asking whether they thought bad language was appropriate or not. And the worksheet included a bunch of stuff I can't say. I don't even want to say because, you know, I don't want to put it in your brain. But obviously parents were disgusted, outraged, and the school said, no, I mean, we haven't seen any complaints. And he added, quote, as part of our social responsibility, we educate students to understand what kind of language is appropriate and in what context. And so the question is, though, how do we, because like my son, you know, he was a kid, he heard it on the playground. He said it once, and then I said, hey, we don't say right. that. Cool. And he has an understanding because I immediately thought of Romans 16, verse 19, that says, man, I want you to be wise as to what is good and innocent as to what is evil, you know?
Right.
So how do we then teach our kids? Or is it a case by case when they show up, obviously, you know, hey, I killed a bird. Maybe you don't want to let it go there. And then you may want to take your kid to psychological examination. I'm just kidding. But how do we then train up our kids and teach them? Because nowadays, whether it's the playground or, I mean, they're going to hear it, they're going to see it, they're going to experience things that we wish they wouldn't. But how do you teach your children without sheltering too much. I mean, it's this tricky...
It's a
ready go.
Weird medium.
Yeah.
Bang.
Solve all the problems for all the parents out there. Pastor Scott, Tom, go.
No, the passage you looked up is perfect for that because it's saying that you study what is good and you become. So the emphasis should be on what's good, not let's study what's bad so you can avoid what's bad. You study what's good, and so the emphasis is on what's good. If you're concentrating on what's good, you don't have room or time for what's bad. It's the same way that a Christian grows in Christ and becomes sanctified. But the world here says you become more complete when you understand evil. They're not using the term evil. They're just saying, you know, these socially unacceptable. See, they won't even call them evil. They're just, these are socially unacceptable. So when are they socially acceptable? You know, so that's the wrong attitude. So just like in Christianity, we're the members of our body and our tongue, our mind, are to be used for righteousness.
Right.
And so we're to cut off those things as they appear, mortify the flesh.
Right.
We don't study the flesh. We don't revel in the flesh. We put the flesh to death. Bury, the flesh. And that's baptism is a symbol of that. And so the very thing you brought up is we're supposed to be innocent in the things of evil.
Yeah.
To immerse yourself in things that are not good, you're setting yourself up to fall. In Romans 13, you go a little bit farther and towards the end of the chapter, it basically, and I'm going to paraphrase this, is don't set yourself up to fall. It's basically saying don't fulfill the lusts of the flesh and the desires thereof. And basically it's saying don't open yourself up to evil and temptation that you may fall. And that's exactly what they're doing. So these kids for the next week, I can bet you on the playground, are going to go through this list alphabetically and just have fun. And some of them, it's actually probably, what's sad is, it's probably going to become a part of their vocabulary now.
Right.
Because I learned, I didn't know that one, you know? And then now I'm cool because instead of, why don't we teach them to be real true wordsmiths in the English language? Why don't we spend that time and teach them how to communicate in a proper way instead of in the gutter?
Right.
That's, it's just, wall, bang, head.
Yeah. I have a question because we're talking about these children and, basically placing these words in front of them and everything needs a discussion and we need to do this. And then we talk about Romans chapter 16. My question, it's a little different, but do you think there's an issue with us as Christians a lot of times because we focus on what is bad, on what is evil, even though Scripture's here saying, what is the context of this Scripture saying, be wise as to what is innocent, or wise to what is good and innocent and what is evil. But a lot of times when we have small groups or we have discussions or we hang out, we're always focusing on the negative, on the sin, on the, hey man, what did you, okay, you need to confess your sin. All right, now we need to battle this and we need to focus on this and we need to fight this and we need to da da da. And you're constantly focused on your faults as opposed to what God has called you to do. Is there something to that? Or is it right? Because I know, we do need to confess our sins. We do need, there is that time. However, do we sometimes focus on it to a fault? Does that make sense?
We can, because if you don't focus on the good things, if you don't focus on the character, the positive sides on it, like the fruit of the Spirit,
right?
If you're not focusing on those things, then what you're doing is you're just trying to get rid of the evil, but you leave a void there,
right?
And nature hates a void; it always gets filled. If you're not filling with the proper thing, and this is Romans chapter 6 and 7. If you're not feeling it with the proper thing, evil's just going to continue to roll back in there.
Yeah.
And so it's the whole idea of these things, we sin, we confess it, we want to avoid that, we want to repent of that. But the whole life, the Christian journey isn't a list of do's and don'ts,
right,
a rules of don't do that. The whole Christian journey is gaining greater love, gaining greater character. You can't have a deep relationship without character. And the deeper your character becomes in Christ, and that's what we're focusing on, the deeper your relationship will be with other people and with God for eternity. Because, let me give you an example. Can you have a deep, caring relationship with somebody who's a compulsive liar?
No.
It's hard, isn't it?
Yeah, because you can't trust them.
Can you have a deep, caring relationship with somebody who's honest?
Yeah.
And that's the thing. So you begin to just substitute any character characteristic in there on that whole thing of, you know, having a deep relationship. And see, that's why we're in a world like this, you guys.
Right.
This is the best way to the best of all possible worlds. And God does allow that sin in there. But the focus on don't do that isn't so much on that. That's crushing God. God's all powerful. Nothing's going to destroy him or hurt him. The focus on you not doing that is so that is if you turn and become more deeply centered in character, then as we go on in eternity with a resurrected body in a new heaven and new earth, you will have a deep relationship with him. Yeah. So this is what God's doing. He could remove evil right now. He could take his flesh away from us right now. But then we wouldn't have higher moral character. The angels deal with this, and they still fail. But when we're in a life like this, and you're dealing with things where you overcome it, once he takes away the flesh, the world, new heaven and new earth, he takes away the flesh, you have a new body, and he takes away Satan, because he's thrown into the lake of fire forever and ever, right? Then you really have no more temptations, but your higher moral character is built into you.
Yeah.
You have perseverance. You can't have perseverance unless you have something that's difficult to overcome. You can't have courage unless there's fear out there that you have to face. And so when you come on these things and you learn this character, and that's the whole thing, is you develop character, and character matters. And the deeper the character, the more satisfying your life's going to be.
Yeah.
The more enjoyable the relationship's going to be with your spouse that God brings you. Oh my gosh. Anyways, you get me going on these soapboxes.
Yeah, man.
So, but that's the whole thing. And so God's got a divine plan long-term to bring us into the deepest, most enjoyable, most satisfying things in life. And it's relationships, because those are permanent. All the else goes away. Yeah. So if you just focus on getting rid of that, but not feeling that with character on the other side, you're missing the whole point.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You're missing the whole point. And then to expose kids to the opposite of character, they're actually tearing down the kids, and they think they're building them up. They think they're preparing them for life, and they're ripping character off from these kids.
Yeah, Pastor Scott Tom joining us from Cross Christian Fellowship. If you're just joining us, a school has sparked some outrage by allowing these teachers to hand out worksheets asking whether they thought language, including the F-bomb, and I mean just all of these horrendous words, were appropriate or not. They had, some crazy questions on there asking how you use it, the context you use it, basically giving kids ammo. And the school said, hey, we haven't had complaints before. This is part of our social responsibility. We're educating students to understand what kind of language is appropriate and what context. And so obviously some parents are quite outraged. I can promise we're not going to show any gnarly videos at the Purity Conference and say,
no,
don't do this. Because this is not what you want to do, handing out like videos, you know, like, hey, watch this and then don't go do that, because it's disgusting and violent. Is this appropriate? Actually, they didn't even say that. They just said, hey, watch this porn. Is it appropriate?
Right.
So they're not even giving an authority standpoint. It's just saying, to you, what does this say to you?
Mm. Right.
Because they're not even saying this is bad. They're saying, is this appropriate?
And then they pat themselves on the back thinking that they're doing social justice, that they're socially helping our society. And they've now taken purity and innocence away because they're exposing the kids to evil, and we're supposed to be naive to evil.
Yeah.
And so the less that you have of that, then you don't need to avoid it. Now these kids are going to have to fight these words and images, not images, but the images of the words in their mind for all their life now, because they've been exposed to this whole list of them and how they should be used.
Yeah.
And it's just maddening. It's so foolish, but that's the world's way.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, I was third grade. It was October. I kid you not. And I remember the first time I ever heard the F word on the playground at Sandia Base Elementary School, public school system here in Albuquerque.
How do you know it was October?
Yeah, because that was the month I moved to New Mexico. And so I remember that.
Welcome to New Mexico.
Yeah. And I was dumbfounded, and I didn't know what that was. And multiple kids kept saying it over and over and over. And I went home and asked about it. And I learned. Yeah. I learned. So I wish I had learned my lesson at that moment. But then all of a sudden it was like the cool word to say.
Right.
I mean, it's nothing new. It's just these techniques that they're trying to use are new, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Feel free to chime in on the conversation. Hanging out with Pastor Scott Thom of Cross Christian Fellowship. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Good morning. 9:39 now. Just about out of show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pastor Scott Thom in studio with us right now from Cross Christian Fellowship. And we got to talk about this because this is the last time before Saturday. But big deal this Saturday evening from 4 to 8 p.m. at your church. It is the Divine Romance.
Divine Romance put on by the girls there. So it isn't the older ladies going, no, you shouldn't, you know. This is all the girls. It's girls sponsored. So it's like the girls saying, this is what we need.
Yeah.
And so you can register online at crossfellowship.org.
Yeah.
And get information, you know, about that. And if moms want to come, they're fine. But it's 13 years old and up. And they're going to have some testimonies. They're going to have time of sharing, a time of friendship. We're going to sit them down, give them an Italian dinner when they sit there. And then you're going to be there.
Yeah.
Doing, with two other guys. It's going to be a guy's panel where the girls can ask them questions.
I get to wear my tie. My wife bought me a tie yesterday for my birthday.
You don't have to wear a tie.
Oh, I want to.
You want to?
I really want to. It's an 8-bit tie.
We're
going to
take pictures.
Yeah. So it looks like Super Mario Brothers tie. So it's like blocky.
I love that.
It's hilarious.
I love that. Tetris tie?
Yeah. It's pretty rad. Yeah.
That's a cool
good photo. Yeah.
That's so cool.
I'll have to show it to you. So yeah. I'll be there hanging out. Black tie event. No, I'm just kidding. No, it's not. No, it's not. Because it's ladies. It's ladies' night.
It's ladies for the girls to get together. And so there's going to be girls of all ages, even college age and up, who are going to be there. And they're just going to be connecting. And the girls are going to be teaching the girls and spending time with the girls. So they've got I don't know what all they're doing, but I think they've got planned other events and meeting times. So when the girls go there, it isn't like, we're going to teach you and then bye, be warm and filled.
Right, right.
I think they're going to have times where they get together and get these kiwi juice thingies or something. And then, you know, all the girly things.
Yeah.
Foo-foo.
Girly
things. Know?
Totally cool.
Totally. Yeah.
Which we have no...
Let's go shopping.
Yeah.
I don't know. So they've got plans of you know, staying accountable, building one another up. And
I like that. And I'm really excited that I get to be there for the male's perspective because it's something that I've battled. Sexual purity, lust, these issues are things that my whole life, and growing up in the home of a single mom, off and on, a lot of the time.
Yeah.
It's just something that I'm very passionate about. So I'm very excited.
Me too.
I'm thankful to be a part of it.
And we're going to give them, I did a study on that.
Yeah.
So we're going to give them a CD on the study. I won't be there. We give them the CD. I cover basically one thing, try before you buy, you know, that whole philosophy out there. So that I have a CD that kind of takes that and really says that's the improper, you know, philosophy and why it's not. And I don't just go into all the destructive, you're going to, you know, get all these diseases, which is a part of it. But you need to know why. If you know why, not just what you should do, if you know why you should do it, then you're not easily moved from it.
Right. Well, I mean, we were created by God, and He created us with specific purposes in mind, and those things tear away at our design. I mean, to the heart of the matter, it's something very deeply spiritual and destructive and can destroy. And I'm excited
for we're designed for a certain thing. You don't go plow the fields with a Cadillac.
Right.
You need a tractor to go do that.
Right.
And God designed us a specific way, and you begin to abuse that and think that there's no consequences, we're sadly wrong.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, but if it's utilized the proper way, there's such enjoyment and pleasure from it that, oh my goodness.
And I'm excited we're going to talk about the whys, because I think a lot of times in the church, unfortunately, it's sex is bad until you're married. Well, why? Well, because God said so. Because it's bad. You know, it's like, no, it's not. It feels really good. Well, but it's bad.
So this conference like, is going to be...
That doesn't tell me anything. Sorry.
This conference is going to be something that's more encouraging women to go out, young women to go out and live that pure lifestyle. So
yes, it is. And so I'm excited about it because it's the girls putting it on. They're passionate about it.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's the peer, and that's where a lot of power, you know, happens, where it works. So I'm very proud of the girls in our church that are putting it on. My two daughters are basically heading it up. Maria, my oldest daughter, is the one who had the foresight to do this and begin. She laid it all out, and this is what we need, and we just guided her a little bit, and so it's real exciting to see.
There it is, right on. It's going down this Saturday. All the details at crossfellowship.org. You posted them?
I did. Well, just www.crossfellowship.org. You can go to our Facebook and click that link if you don't want to type it in.
Okay, so. There you go. And you can check out all the information there. And that is it for us. We are out.
Pretty much out.
Yeah.
That's it.
But back again mañana. Another sticker stop tomorrow. And we'll announce that tomorrow.
I'm not sure where.
We were outside of the Lobo Theater last week, and that was fun.
Yeah.
And we had talked about the, you know, certain things being there. We'll be somewhere.
Yes.
We'll talk about it tomorrow morning.
Tell you later?
You like that? Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. catch you later. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Pastor Scott, Tom, thank you so much for coming in.
Hey, love it every time.
Yeah.
Every
and time. We'll see you next Tuesday, of course.
Next Tuesday.
All right. All the details on the Purity Conference at my Static or at Static Radio's Facebook page, which is facebook.com/mystaticradio. Or, of course, you can just go direct to the website, crossfellowship.org. It's called
Divine Romance.
And you can find it under the events. And there it is.
All right. There you go.
We'll see you guys again mañana.
Yes.
And that's it.
Bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Connect to a hot...